My name is John Erling. Today's date is January 27th, 2011. Bob, will you state your full name, please?
Robert Albert Kerman.
Your date of birth and your present age?
December the 23rd, 1924, and I'm 86 years old.
Where are we recording this interview?
Bartlesville, Oklahoma.
Tell us where you were born.
In St. Louis, Missouri.
Your mother's name, her maiden name?
Her maiden name was Adele Benken, B-E-N-K-E-N.
Where was she born and where did she grow up?
Well, I don't know how she grew up, but she was born in Franklin, Indiana.
Your father's name?
Albert John Kurland.
He was born and grew up where?
Well, he was born in St. Louis, Missouri.
What was their extraction?
My father was half German and half Polish. The Polish side of the family emigrated to southern Illinois about 1875, 1865. We're agricultural people. They had a coal mine and a dairy, and we had a pretty good-sized family, I think around six children. But when the family broke up, some of them went to Chicago, some went to St. Louis. And my father's father got into the saloon business. I hate to admit this, but because it was a shortcoming of my father, I think. But he was raised in a saloon. On the other hand, the Speaker of the House of Representatives today was raised in a saloon, sweeping the same floor my dad did, so I guess we've come up in the world.
What did your father do as an adult?
Well, he quit school at 13 years of age, which was a mistake. He was afflicted with infantile paralysis when he was a young boy, 3 or 4 years old, and he had one shriveled calf muscle in his right leg. Therefore, he didn't participate in many things that required continuous physical effort, but he was a strong man and a brave guy to take on the task of raising three kids in the depression of the 30s, but he never wilted under the heat. He's the bravest man I ever knew.
And what was his profession? What did he do?
Well, he did everything. He started out making chewing tobacco in a tobacco factory in St. Louis. And he then went to work for Famous and Bar Company as a furniture finisher, repairing furniture that was damaged in shipments and so forth. And he was pretty good at the business of refinishing fine furniture. And later he drifted into management of large apartments because he understood electricity and mechanics and was a bright man and very inventive in many of the solutions that he had to come up with. During the Depression, when things were pretty rough and money was short.
Did you have brothers or sisters?
Two sisters, both of them younger than I, Mary Ellen, and then Dolores was the third child. Mary Ellen lives in Champaign, Illinois today. Dolores lives in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Because of your height, let's talk about your parents' height and your sisters. Were they average height?
Oh, no. Both the girls were 6 feet tall. Both of them were nice-looking. Both of them were married. One of them was divorced, and the other married a fine guy who worked for Standard Oil. Both of them are still alive. Health is starting to fail, but they've had pretty good lives.
Your mother and father, how about their height?
There's a picture of my dad right there, and you can see that he's probably 6'1". My mother was 5'9".
So that's considered average. Did you trace way back when where this height would be coming from?
Well, from good whiskey, probably. No, I did not. Height is a peculiar thing, and we've discovered a lot of things about the glands and so forth and where height comes from. It's an interesting study of human behavior and nature because today the richest people in the world, it would seem, are athletes that get paid more money than you and I can shake a stick at.
The elementary school you attended, what was the name of it?
Oh, gosh, I started out at Ames Kindergarten. I was 4 years old.
And that was in St. Louis?
St. Louis, 14th and Hebert.
Where did you begin to show that you were taller?
Oh, gosh, I was 6'6" by the time I was 13 years of age.
So even in elementary school, you would have been taller?
I think so, although there's some pictures around here that testify that till I was 5 or 6 years of age, I was probably the same height as the average kids. But all of a sudden, you get a surprise. It was a real challenge for my mother and dad, who recognized the fact that I didn't recognize that I was different and becoming even more different. Although I think I had a good childhood, there was some pressure that we don't seem to have today because I think in today's world, people are accepted for what they are, what they do, and what they accomplish. We've come a long way in understanding differences.
So when you were 13 or so in junior high school, you were 6'6"?
6 foot six.
And you weighed?
145 pounds.
150 pounds or so.
Yeah.
As a 13-year-old, being 6'6", was this something that you were thinking to yourself, I wish I wasn't this tall?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Because I liked anonymity, really. And this way you were conspicuous. You had to put up with curiosity. People have the right to curiosity, but they don't need to be difficult or hard on the person that's subject to their review. Personal anonymity is a very important thing. You got to get out of the crowd every once in a while to maintain your sanity in today's world. And constant scrutiny is a little bit difficult, particularly for an impressionable teenager.
Were there days then that you wish you didn't have to go out in public?
Oh, yeah, except what I enjoyed in public. As my skills in sports became a little more settled down and effective, I satisfied curiosity and changed the attitude of a lot of my teammates and schoolmates particularly, which I enjoyed. I had a great high school career in a small school. High school was different in those days. I think there was too much to teach today, but we had good teachers. The school was well-disciplined, and I had a good school life.
When did you first start playing basketball?
When I was 13.
In junior high school?
That's right. A man named O.A. Wilson, who was an English teacher from over in Illinois, came to teach English at Jennings High School, where we were going to school, and the kids in the ninth grade didn't have a team to play on. So he got some help from the principal, Mr. Chet Crawford, and Mr. C, who was superintendent of schools, and we got enough to get some uniforms together, and we had a basketball team. We weren't worth a darn, because one afternoon we played the kids in the Jewish high school, and they beat us, just beat the tar out of us. Next week we went over and played the Catholic kids in their school, and they beat the tar out of us, and we thought we needed to get closer to God and become better basketball players. My high school career, we went to the state tournament a couple of years. Had a good experience and learned a lot about competition and work.
Remember the highest scoring game maybe in high school years? Personal points for you.
I never exceeded 17 points.
In high school, how tall then had you grown?
By the time I was a senior, I was probably 6'9".
Were you able to move and be as agile as you wanted to be, or did that come?
Oh, that came later with a lot of hard work.
So it was difficult.
Oh, yes, it was. If you want to have some fun someday, go lie in bed for a week and then try and get up and maintain your balance. You can't do it. You got to work back and get back in shape and test every muscle in your body in order to be efficient.